Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has good things to say to his people because he loves us deeply. And I thank the Lord that he does. Now, I want to share some things that he put on my heart. If you love God, if you love his word, love his people. The love of God towards his people is one of the most key ingredients to knowing him. The way we love each other is the way we love God. If we are reluctant to love people, not just people that love us, but people that are froward, people that are mean, people that don't like you, and you know they don't like you, love them anyway and pray for their soul. That doesn't mean trust them. That doesn't mean be a doormat. That doesn't mean to give them everything you got. But pray for their soul. Love them as people. And you will get to know God on a greater way. One of the wisest things I ever did was when I asked the Lord to teach me how to love his people. Now, the Lord has taught me many things since those years back in 87 when I asked him to teach me to love his people. But I promise you, if I could lose everything the Lord said and keep one thing, it would be what he taught me about loving his people. See, when I learned to love his people, it helped me to see things in a greater way. And the Lord, that's when the Lord started talking to me more. That's when he started giving me greater revelation. It was easier for me to learn from him when I was not in strife with people. A lot of people, they want to hear from the Lord. They hear about other people that seem to so casually hear from the Lord. And if you watch the people that's really hearing from the Lord, they have a lot of love in them. So if you walk according to his love, you're going to learn things you can't ordinarily learn from God. And you'll be able to grow in a greater way. You'll be able to make greater adjustments. See, when the Lord teaches you something, when he shows you something, you're seeing it from a greater perspective. So when you take time and study the word of God, you're seeing things from a God's eye view. And the Lord never gave up on people. He put things in place. And now with many years, he had to keep it a secret. He didn't reveal his total plan until Jesus came. He revealed enough. He revealed the key things to people. Because the enemies of God that don't walk in love would have tried to fight it. Here's the situation. God loves man. Man is estranged from God. Satan hates God. And so because God made us in his image, Satan hates man. Anybody that will side with the pleasures of this world, hear me good. Anybody that will indulge in the pleasures of this world, the sinful pleasures of this world, Satan will manipulate them and harden their heart against God. People hate God and don't know why. And God is good. He gave you air to breathe. He gave you food to eat. The earth brings forth its fruit. Every time it rains, that's where we get our prosperity because the ground is watered. The grass grows. The fruit grows. Everything we need to live on grows and thrives. See, if it didn't rain, we'd have no trees. If we had no trees, we'd have no air to breathe. A drought can kill trees, and something's going to happen to your oxygen if enough trees are gone. And if the wind didn't blow, everything works together. If the animals can't eat, the animals that people eat can't eat, and then we'll have nothing to eat. Some people have never seen a severe drought yet. Fires start happening. Lightning will strike the dry ground. And it'll catch the leaves on fire, then the timber. Now we got a bigger problem, but God loves us. If God wanted to take you out, he could do it, but he would not. He loves you. Even the tragedies that happen, it's a result of sin. Sin, because of the laws of sowing and reaping, sin will restrict God's blessing from mankind. Satan knows this. That's why he tempts you to do wrong. And when people love the ways of this world, or they've been hurt, or been offended, the enemy try to get them to be angry with God and not learn of God. This is why people are so mean. Anybody that indulges in the world in any way, sinful activities, sinful sin itself, it hardens your heart. And when you hear the word of God, you run the other way. Because the first thing Adam did when he got his sin was run from God. What are you running from? You don't even know who you're running from. God is a person. And if you don't get to know who he is for yourself, and you're on the run from him, and when you die and you're not in the kingdom of God, what's going to happen to you? You don't stop existing when you die. If you're made in God's image, like the word says we are, you're going to continue living. And now the enemy is teaching lies. Because people are willing to sin, they're willing to run from God. So now, on your TV, there are so many options. The enemy is trying to get you interested in the ancient aliens. like people from another planet is going to come show us what to do. Jesus Christ already showed us what to do. He became a man and showed us what to do. God became a man and taught us the truth. And when you believe on him, you have the truth as a witness in you. You have his peace. That's something people in the world don't have. That's people that live according to the world don't have. If you never believed on Jesus Christ, you don't have this peace. There's no reference in the world for it. And people in the world try to understand, why do people seem to love God and give God 10% and live in joy and their life works? And they're struggling to make their life work, and everything they do don't work right. And even if they get gain, even if they may have a good job, they may be able to pay their bills, they still feel struggles. They still feel strifes. They still feel inadequate. They still feel pressure. They're not happy. They can't, if they can't get a tennis racket and go enjoy the day playing tennis. They can't get a fishing rod and just go enjoy the day, because they have no peace. The world is designed to rob you. Why do millionaires blow their own brains out? They have no peace. This kind of peace comes from loving God. It comes from receiving his word. Now, I'm not just talking. This is true. This is a fact. I've been a sinner before. I explained in the last broadcast. My logic was totally different. And I didn't know what I was running from. I didn't know who I was running from. But I saw that I knew that God was good because I had godly parents. And I had friends that had godly parents. And I saw what happens when people love. I felt safe at home. But I didn't have any peace for myself. And I didn't know it until I believed on Jesus for myself. So if you've never believed on Jesus, whether you're a child, an adult, you're about to get married, you're in college, you're in grade school, you're in high school, if you've never believed on Jesus Christ, ask him to save you through Jesus. Pray and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins, which everybody has sins. That's why Jesus came. And believe on him and start studying his word to get to know him for yourself. if you do these things, now from the heart, not from the mind, not just something, you know, I think I'll try this out. Believe from your heart. Study the word. Study the stories. Study what Jesus taught. This is how you get the word in your heart for yourself. And the Lord's gonna be there for you. He's gonna guide you in all truth. Now these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. That's newlivingletters.com. Everything on the website is free. You can listen to this broadcast again. And remember, the radio station only plays the first 15 minutes. There's another 15 minutes to this broadcast that you can hear and receive. Now, newlivingletters.com, and this year's broadcast are on the Audio 5 page. Last year's on the Audio 4 page. And the year before that, the Audio 3. And it goes all the way back to the first audio page. And they're full of broadcasts. All of them are free. You can download it to your smartphone or your laptop or any device that has the internet. Now, everything about God, He's about love. So when you love God, you also must love man, because man is made in the image of God. Remember, Satan hates us. He's not your friend. Don't trust the things of this world. It's designed to harden your heart against God. What is sin? It's in any form of rebellion against God, but it always starts with the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. The desire to lust after, when a man lusts after a woman, or anybody for that matter these days, lust is not love. It's natural for men to be attracted to women, but when you love a woman, you love her as a person. And we have to learn to love people for who they are, not what they can do for us. God loves you for not for what you can do for. He loves you because of you. The love of God is so different from the world. People love you for a reason. They love you because you do something for them, or because you benefit them some kind of way, or because you're pretty and they like to look at you, or whatever. But God loves you for you, and He cares about you as a person. And the world don't do that. There are so many people that if something happens, a woman has a child, gains weight, the husband stops, he's not attracted anymore, he go find somebody. That's lust. That's not the love of God. But the love of God is not that way. It's not like people's love. It's not like worldly people's love. The love of God will stick with you. If something happens to you, He's going to be there to help you out. Now, He put things in place. If you get sick, Jesus put provisions for you to be healed. If you feel sad, He put provisions in there to build you back up. So you'll be happy again. So you'll be full of joy. He wants your life to be full of joy, just like it's supposed to be. So many people come from a broken family and they see happy families on the television set and they wish they were. You know, I heard so many people say, I wish I grew up in a home like that. Well, start loving God. And whatever you didn't have growing up, God can give it to you. One of the Psalms says that He put people in families. People, you may not have parents. Your parents may be dead. You may not know who your parents are. But God know how to put people in homes with family. People that, you know, sometimes the people you meet and learn about, they become a family to you. See, with God, nothing's lost in the kingdom of God. When you start, the love of God gives you so many blessings. And when you love people from the heart, just like Jesus loved you from the heart, Jesus came and died for us so we can live. He came and died for you personally. The same love that you experienced through Jesus Christ, love other people with that same love, according to 1 Peter. And when you love God, everything changes. Your perspectives change. Your motives change. You know, a lot of people are not getting married now because they don't have the, they can walk away at any time. They're just boyfriend and girlfriend. If they get mad, they can leave and find somebody else. And they like it that way. But that's not love. They're not committed to the person that they're trying to live with. And God sanctions marriage, not shacking up. It's not all right to commit fornication outside of marriage. That's not good. That's wrong. It will harden your heart against God. And adultery will too. If you're married and you're with somebody else, that's not okay. And people that you love are doing these things, but it's not okay with God. No matter how they dress it up, it's not okay. Even though you love both people, it's still not okay. And they can get in trouble doing that. Because sin is sin. You got to leave. Sin will harden your heart against God. You won't even understand why. You'll feel reluctant when you see the people of God, hear the people of God talking, and you won't know why. But when you do things God's way, you want more of the things of God. You want the knowledge of God. People that have peace, they want more of God. They want to hear what God is saying. And then and some people are so enthused to learn who God is, and they celebrate, you know, it's like a celebration just to talk about Him. And then some people get in competition. Some ministers get in competition over what they learn. But that's not of God. Remember, if it's not the love of God, it's not God. The knowledge of God is not for us to get in competition over, try to outdo somebody, outpreach somebody. In 1 Corinthians 14, they were trying to outworship each other. Come on, that's worldly. This is not a competition sport. That competition is for sports. People trying to make a play and do better than the other team or outwit the other team. It's fun to watch. But when the game is over, either they won or you won. Their team won and your team won. And we understand that people, anything can happen in a game. It's just a game. It's for fun. It's not to get in strife over. Some people get so attached to the game, they'll kill somebody. That's worldly. That's not of God. But see, the things of God, if you love people like God loves you, you're happy to see people succeed in the things of God. I like when other people preach a better message or give more insight. That's good. That, because I heard it. I'm able to build my life from what they said. And I'm glad that there are pastors out there that I love. I'm glad that they're doing what they do. I thank God for them. They're a blessing. I'm not in competition with them. And then I don't have to do their work. That helps the whole body of Christ grow stronger. They're doing what they do, and if I can say anything or do something to help them, I will. That's the heart of God, and that's what people got to get back to. And then the generations that's coming up. If you do your job in your generation, the generation behind you will do better than you if you do your job. If you're a good parent, you're going to set the stage for your children to be good parents. And the wisdom that took you so long to learn, you're going to present it to them in your life. They'll receive that, and then the Lord will add to it in their life, and they'll be able to do a better job for your grandchildren. But if you're foolish in all of your ways before your children, you may not even have any living grandchildren. There are some families, they have nobody in heaven. Because they were so foolish in their way, they turned against God. And their children watched them do it. And they learned to harden their heart. And then when their grandchildren come, they become murderers or something. They get worse unless somebody happens to minister the word of God and they get on board with the Lord. See, whatever you sow is what you will reap. Jesus taught this, and it happens to be a fact. Whatever we sow, we reap. And if we sow wrong, if we live wrong, with the life you live, the judgments you make, it grows, it turns into something else. If you set the pace wrong, the pace is set. And children, you know, they can't judge what's of God and what's not always, unless somebody give them a godly reference. And if children that see their parents praying and studying the word, they're more apt to get into the things of God for themselves. I had godly parents, but I didn't always have a mind to be a Christian like they were. I had my own perspectives to wrestle through. But if you train a child in the way he should go, when they're old, they won't depart. And that's what happened to me. My parents trained me in the way I should go. And I did some things right because of it. But I didn't become a Christian until I was almost 20. I was a few weeks away from being 20 years old. Actually, two or three weeks away from being 20 years old when I got saved. But I found out I had something I never had before through salvation, and that was peace. The moment I believed on Jesus Christ and I got saved, I had peace. I didn't feel like God was a stranger anymore. I asked the Lord his definition for peace. His definition for peace is fellowship. If you got fellowship with God, you can possibly do all things through Christ. Everything is much greater. And you have to, if you follow God, you have to learn to follow the peace. That's how he leads us, with his peace. And he'll talk to you, give you information. You know, I asked the pastor, how does the Lord talk to you? He said, primarily through the word of God that we read. That's God talking. That's what he said. That's what he means. So, and when you're studying the word of God, he can cause you to understand something that he wants you to know. And some people even see the page, the words jump off the page, and they have revelation with it. That has happened several times in my life. And then he said, another way he'll speak to you is through people. He'll cause people to say what you need. See, when you have a situation, pray and ask the Lord. If you believe you have the answer to your problem, he's going to get it to you. He's going to call somebody to say precisely what you need to know. And you're going to know God did it. Another way he can speak to you is in your spirit. He'll tell you himself. You won't hear him with your... Not that he can't say something that you hear with your natural ears. Most of the time when God speaks, you're going to hear it in your spirit. When he speaks, you'll know that this did not come from your mind. It's too good. And then there's peace with it. Now, when this happens, you have to catch it. You have to receive that word. Write it down. Word exactly like he spoke it, as fast as you can. And if it gets away from you, ask him to give it back to you. And the reason I'm saying that is because this has happened to me many times. The Lord will say something wonderful, and I'm rejoicing in what he said, and the next moment I've forgotten what he said. I say, Lord, give it back, and he does. Now, another way he'll speak is in a dream. He may give you a dream and explain things to you and show you things. And sometimes he'll even show you, when he'll call something to capture your attention. And while your attention is on whatever it is, he'll open up your understanding and you'll understand what to do. And he can also alert you to nature. He'll cause you to see things in nature. And he'll talk to you. God loves you. It doesn't matter what method he used, but he'll get the answer to you and you'll know it's him. And you'll rejoice because you heard from the Lord. And you'll get used to it. Now, if you want this to happen more, be a student of his word. Not a skeptic, but a student. As you read his word, receive it in your heart. If you're a skeptic, you're trying to see how you can judge it away. But don't do that. You have to have faith with God. You can't get anywhere with God without faith. You have to believe his word. If you can believe what he's saying, it will minister to you, build you up, and you'll know what to do in real time. So many people are missing the point. They're teaching things that they've been taught, and it's not always of God. People are preaching doctrines in the name of truth. But all doctrines are not true. And all doctrines, some are true and not perfect. A healthy study of the word will bring you perfection. This is why I say that. You can take a few scriptures and prove any point you want to prove, and it'll look real. But if you study chapters and keep the scripture in its proper context, you'll be safe. And you can learn perfection. And people love to say, well, we're not perfect. Stop looking at us. What are we doing in him? Perfection is in the Holy Spirit. If we receive what the Holy Spirit is saying, we can have perfection. Just like Jesus did. He made us righteous. It's not a question of whether you're righteous or not. We were made righteous because we believed on Jesus. And because we believed on Jesus, we're born again after his type, not ours. Now, with the love of God, this is how powerful his love is. With the love of God, we're able to fulfill the law. If I love a woman, I'm not going to lust after her. That's how I learned to be pure in my heart. The enemy, when he tried to tempt me with women, because I'm a man and I like women, he tried to tempt me with them. He tried to present them as an object. But I asked the Lord to teach me how to love his people. And the enemy was still trying to tempt me wrong. But the Lord helped me to see them as he does, not as objects, but as people. And I was able to overcome the wiles of the enemy and the lust of this world. See, the lust of the eye is not of God. You don't have to receive it, just like you don't have to receive God's word. You don't have to receive the. If you can resist God's word and not let it in your heart, you can resist Satan's lies and not let it in your heart also. And it's very important to do both. Receive what God is saying in your heart. And kick out everything that Satan tries to put in your heart. Because if you let Satan's nature in, it's going to be a part of you. And some people have yearly struggles, and they have the same struggles they had 30, 40 years ago because they just didn't kick out what Satan was kicking in. If he's throwing mud on you, go wash yourself off. Receive the word of God. And demons will fall off your life. My pastor told me that. I love having a pastor. I happen to be called to the ministry of an apostle. That's my office. But I'm not a stupid apostle. I have a pastor. See, the prophet is subject to the prophets. Proud people, that's why they fail. They think they can do it all by themselves. The wise apostles, they heard from each other. They listened to each other. The apostles received what the other apostles wrote. Peter had, he referenced what Paul said. They listened to each other. The prophet is subject to the prophet. They didn't get in foolish company. The stupid ones, they get in competition, and they don't listen to each other. That's why they fail. They're not in the love of God, right? When you're in the love of God, you don't have to be foolish. You can be wise. My pastor said that, and I love my pastor. He's a blessing. He said, when you study the word of God, demons fall off your life. You're receiving God's word, and you're cherishing what God has to say. And you start seeing the enemy's words for what they are, and you just don't want it anymore. How is it, you're full of the love of God, how is something like lust or greed going to attach to you? In other words, you love God's word. You love his people. You see the struggle that everybody is going through. You know that they have an enemy. And the love of God will cover their sin, and you'll love them as people. And you have a heart to pray for them. All right. Anybody you have a heart to pray for and see God's hand to work on, how can you throw a brick in their face? If you see somebody doing good and God is using them like a tool in his hand, they're saying things and bringing people to life, how can you throw a brick in their face if you love God? When I see men of God being a blessing, I tell other people about them, like Jonathan Kahn. He is America's prophet right now. You go to YouTube and listen to what Jonathan Kahn has to say. He wrote that book called The Harbinger. Perry Stone is a blessing. Go to YouTube, if not on TV, and listen to what Perry Stone is saying on Manifest. These are men of God that I love to listen to. Henry Groover, he passed last November. And I love listening to his testimonies on YouTube.